Welcome to your brand new month here at It's Time For Me, and this month we are covering the topic of ancestral healing. So don't let the name put you off. I know that sometimes when you see something like that, you can wonder, what is this about? How much work am I going to have to do? I'm not able for that. I don't want to do healing at the moment. And even if you are having a little bit of resistance, that is interesting in itself based on what we're going to be doing. So this is going to be a very gentle month, but it's also a fascinating topic. I started doing ancestral healing at the start of 2020, and I have to say my life has changed in immeasurable ways as a result of the work that I have done. I have gone through difficulties in the last year and a half, but actually having done this work and understanding what, you know, who has come before me and their experiences before me has really made me see and understand things better and made difficulties actually much easier. But more importantly, it's helped me clear things that I haven't been able to clear for a very long time. When we're going through stresses, difficulties, trauma, pain, and upheaval in our life, as I've spoken about before, sometimes these are what is meant for us in our path, in our soul, in our soul's path and for our life. And sometimes it's actually not meant for us. Sometimes we are carrying down the energies or the experiences of those who have gone before us that were not able to heal those things in their own life. They can be still living, of course. It could be parents, grandparents, but it does go beyond that. So you'd be looking at both your mother's family line and your father's family line and who came before them as far back as you can even go. And what can happen is, and you may have seen this in family, your own family or in families that you know maybe quite well, where something's happening for the granny and then the next minute you know it's happening for the mother and then it's happening for your friend who's the daughter of the mother and the grandchild of the granny. And it's like there's a repetitive pattern going on, circumstances, illnesses, types of deaths that are happening, situations that come up. It is just fascinating. And this is what we're going to be covering this month. And when you get to understand a little bit about your family tree or where you came from, you can start to piece together maybe things that are going on for you. Now, for anybody who might be adopted and may not know their family line, don't worry about that. We can look at your adoptive parents and even the energies that are coming through that, because you're still moving into a soul family. If you do have even some knowledge outside of that, we can piece it together. I feel like whatever we're meant to know will show up. So if it is there, if you don't have full information, we can even just tap into the energetic space of that for you. But I'll explain more of that as we go through this month. My hope for this month is that you do find it as fascinating as I do, but you actually start to see either repetitive patterns or circumstances and realize and understand it's like, God, you know, this doesn't belong to me. And we're going to look at ways of passing that back. Okay. And we'll be doing that through some meditations this month. And we'll definitely be doing this in our soul class later this month as well. Our soul class is going to be on Sunday, the 15th of August. And if you are able to make it to that class, I would be delighted, because we are going to do, it's all going to be on this. And we're going to do a really lovely ancestral healing meditation around it, where you are going to pass these things back. Now, like anything in what we do, and it's time for me, this can bring things to the surface for you. You know, that's understandable. When we're starting to heal and clear things, other things can come up to the surface. We may feel a little bit off. We may feel like completely energized. But I'm always here to support you. So don't allow yourself to like dip in energy or even get too high in energy and you're not able to manage it. Get in touch with me. And if I'm not able to support you in the proper way, I can, you know, recommend different resources that might, or people that might be able to help you with things that come up. I'm not going to go like really, really heavy, because obviously, you know, doing ancestral healing can be done with a healer. Some types of therapists will do it as well. But we'll dip into it enough that you will get, an understanding of things, but you'll also hopefully be able to see something shifting. When I did this for myself, I found it really interesting in understanding what had come about for me. So I'll just give you a quick example of this and what I discovered when I did it. So and I don't want to tell you too much either because we'll be doing this exercise, but I discovered something that happened, started happening for me at the age of 33. And in a lot of what I've learned is through having healing sessions of this done on myself, and also through a book that's listed in the recommended reading called It Didn't Start With You, which I would highly recommend you to get if you're interested in this after this month or throughout the month to get it. So when I was 33, I found that this thing had happened to me, and it started to ask, the book suggested for us to, for me to go back and look at other things that had happened to the women in my family at 33. So I had just got married 6 months before I turned 33. But I discovered that my mum got separated from my dad when she was 33, and my granny lost her husband when she was 33, my grandfather. And what was after happening from what I had discovered is that that age was very prominent, and at 33, after I got married, so it was all about, so again, 33, the death of my grandfather, 33, my parents separating. So for my mum, losing her husband in a way. And then for me, I just got married and connected into a relationship, but other parts of my life started to go missing. When I was 8, my dad moved country to Canada. And I discovered that when my mum was 8, was the age that her dad died. So this was just fascinating to me because I realized that, like, we were carrying down stuff because it had definitely not healed to my granny, say before her passing, and we were carrying it all down. So for me to be able to work on healing the things that came up, it heals it for me, but it also sends like a ripple effect, that energy back to my mum. It sends it back even out to her siblings. It sends it back up to my granny. So people who have passed on, like, obviously they're in a much better place and their soul is easy and it's calmer. But would they obviously, well, I believe they go on to live again. And when their soul goes on to live again, they can bring these lessons with them because they didn't heal it in this lifetime. So for me, like, that's making it much easier for whatever lives my granny might go on to have, that this is, like, healed now. Okay, so this is like the trail of what we're doing, but also it heals for generations to come in. So if you decide to have children, or you have nieces and nephews that maybe, you know, your siblings are having, or even cousins that are having children, it shifts the dynamic for them because it's not just about, on our mum and dad's line, just them as in dad, grandfather. It's like your dad's siblings, your grandparents' siblings. So it goes out like a cross, and this is why it's such a big thing to do. And we'll work on this over the course of the month. So by the end of the month, you'll have your own kind of family tree done. And we can look at that. If anybody is adopted or not aware of a lot of things, like, do get in touch with me and I can talk to you about, like, how we can maneuver through that as well. It's just really, really, really fascinating. And what it starts to do is, like, it's, I suppose it's not like you recognize the stuff, we hand it back in a meditation, and it's like then energetically we're sitting and waiting for it to happen. It actually does move things, which is amazing. But it also gives you the understanding yourself of saying, okay, I recognize a pattern there. It can even be a mindset. You might be in a family who are particularly negative. So it passes down all the way where people are like really negative mindset, really resentful. You know, families that are like carrying on things about like people that died like 60 years ago and they're still talking about it, and it's passed to you and you might still be talking about it. We can clear that stuff as well. And also, you know, it can even, like, I think on my dad's side of the family, like, my granny was like really funny, like really bit mad, like in a nice way. My dad was the same, and that's passed to his siblings are the same, and I'm like the same. I have a really, you know, the same nearly sense of humor is them. So like it's a positive thing too. It's not all just negative stuff. So anyway, this is what we're going to be covering this month. I really hope you enjoy it. We're going to do it step by step. Actually, like last month with the journal, I'm kind of in two minds with the journal, whether to give it to you at this point or to wait to the class. And my feeling is to wait to the class because we're going to be starting the family tree at the class, and I'd really like to talk you through it at that point. I wouldn't like you to go ahead with anything at the moment. So because the class is not that far away, like it's in less than 2 weeks, I think I'll send you the soul journal for the class, which is on the 15th. And if you're not able to come to the class, I'll send it on that day to you anyway. And then you can work on the journal after the class. and for the second half of this month. So I hope that helps you. So I really look forward to it. If you have any questions at all or need any support, as always, get in touch, and I look forward to chatting to you soon.